Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
John Riley here with today's devotional called Not an Oak Tree. Before I start, please picture an oak tree standing in a field all by itself, strong and magnificent. Here goes. Ah, the mighty oak, strong, rigid, and standing alone, secure in its strength and individuality. Some people imagine that this description should apply to them, not just a tree. But this is not God's way. Someone might say that a description like that could be applied to God Himself. But He, in fact, surrounds Himself with remarkable beings. You can look that up in Ezekiel chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 4. And He surrounds Himself with friends from the book of John chapter 15, verse 15. And then we learn in 1 Corinthians 1:9 that, quote, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, end quote. Fellowship is a good word. It describes relationships with a knowledge of and an acceptance of one another. In fellowship, there is closeness, caring, and connection. Believers are called, welcomed, included, as well as expected to be in fellowship with Jesus and fellowship with one another. A beautiful quick verse in Acts 2 says it well. All the believers were together and had everything in common. That's from verse 44. Having everything in common does not mean that everyone would pick the same favorite color, song, or food. It means they shared their lives and their stuff with each other. It's explained in the next verses. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Verses 45 to 47. This is not a picture of believers standing alone. Standing alone has to happen in each person's life at moments, but it is not to be one's way of life. The picture from the scriptures is of believers that are connected, close, and that care for each other. We have that same target today, to know and care for people and to be known and cared for too. That is the church. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.